Podcast title: Tax Planning for 2024, UK and US Deadlines You Need to Know. Max, host, and Quat. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Max, and today we're diving deep into something that affects all of us, taxes. Specifically, we'll be breaking down the key dates for the 2024 UK and US tax calendars. Now, I know taxes might not be everyone's favorite topic, but understanding important deadlines can save you time, money, and a lot of headaches. Joining me today is Jerry, an expert in both UK and US tax systems. Jerry, thanks for being here. And Quat. Jerry, guest, and Quat. Thanks for having me, Max. I'm excited to chat about taxes today, believe it or not. And Quat. Max, and Quat. Let's jump right into it. So, let's start with the UK. What are some key tax dates for individuals and businesses to keep in mind for the UK in 2024? And Quat. Segment 1 to 2024 UK tax calendar. Jerry. And Quat. Absolutely. For individuals, the tax year in the UK runs from April 6th to April 5th of the following year. So, the first big date to mark is January 31st, 2024. That's the self-assessment tax return deadline for anyone who files online. If you haven't filed your 2022-2023 tax return yet, you'll need to submit that by this date. And don't forget, payment of any outstanding tax liabilities is also due by January 31st. And Quat. Max. And Quat. Right, so it's not just about submitting your return, but you need to make sure you pay what's owed by that deadline as well. And Quat. Jerry. And Quat. Exactly. Another key date in the UK is April 5th. Which marks the end of the tax year for 2023-2024. After that, you can start preparing your return for the next tax year. For businesses, the 31st of March 2024 is important because it's the end of the corporation tax year for companies using that date as their fiscal year end. And Quat. Max. And Quat. Good point. What about tax credit deadlines or VAT returns? Anything specific to look out for in those areas? And Quat. Jerry. And Quat. Great question. If you're eligible for tax credits or other benefits, the deadline to renew is usually July 31st each year. And for VAT, businesses need to file their quarterly returns, with the deadlines depending on they're staggered periods, but it's critical to file those on time or you'll face penalties. And Quat. Max. And Quat. Lots to keep track of. So before we shift to the US, any last tips for UK taxpayers as they plan their year? And Quat. Jerry. And Quat. Yes. My biggest advice is to stay organized. Use a digital calendar, set reminders for a month before each deadline, and keep all your receipts and financial documents in order. And Quat. Segment 2 to 2024 US tax calendar. Max. And Quat. Let's head over to the other side of the pond now and talk about the US. Jerry. What are the key dates Americans should have on their radar for 2024? And Quat. Jerry. And Quat. The US tax system is quite similar when it comes to deadlines, but there are a few differences. For individual taxpayers, the key date is April 15, 2024. That's the deadline to file your federal income tax return for 2023. And it's also the due date for paying any taxes owed. If you can't meet the deadline, you can file for an extension, but remember, the extension only gives you more time to file, not more time to pay. Unquote. Max. Unquote. Right, that's a common misconception. People think if they file for an extension, they can delay paying, but that's not the case. Unquote. Jerry. Unquote. Exactly. Another important date is June 17th, which is the deadline for filing estimated quarterly tax payments for the second quarter of 2024. This applies to self-employed individuals, freelancers, and anyone who doesn't have taxes automatically withheld from their income. Unquote. Max. Unquote. And for businesses, are there different deadlines, or do they generally follow the same timeline? Unquote. Jerry. Unquote. For businesses, corporate tax returns are typically due by March 15, 2024, if you're filing as an S corporation or a partnership. If you're a C corporation, your deadline will be April 15, in line with individual taxpayers. And, of course, just like with individuals, there are options to file for extensions. Unquote. Max. Unquote. Any important state tax deadlines to note for U.S. listeners? Unquote. Jerry. Unquote. Yes, state tax deadlines can vary quite a bit. Some states align with the federal April 15th deadline, but others might have different due dates, especially for estimated taxes. Make sure to check your state's specific deadlines. Unquote. Max. Unquote. All right. That's a lot of information. Do you have any tips for our listeners in the U.S. on managing these deadlines? Unquote. Jerry. Unquote. Absolutely. I'd say start early, especially if you're self-employed or own a business. Gathering documents and sorting through expenses takes time. Also, consider working with a tax professional if your situation is complicated, or if you have income from multiple sources. Unquote. Segment 3. Common mistakes to avoid in both the UK and US. Max. Unquote. Before we wrap up, Jerry, what are some common mistakes people make when it comes to tax deadlines? Unquote. Jerry. Unquote. Great question, Max. In both the UK and the US, one of the biggest mistakes is waiting until the last minute. Rushing often leads to errors, and even minor mistakes can cause delays or penalties. Another common mistake is forgetting to pay estimated taxes, especially for those who are self-employed or have investment income. Unquote. Max. Unquote. Great advice. Well, Jerry, this has been informative. I'm sure our listeners are going to benefit from knowing these key dates and avoiding some of those common pitfalls. Unquote. Jerry. Unquote. Thanks, Max. It was great being here. Unquote. Max. Unquote. And to all our listeners, thanks for tuning in. Make sure to mark those calendars and stay on top of your tax deadlines for 2024. Until next time, take care and keep planning.